We're turning to Revelation and the chapter 6 today. Revelation and the chapter 6, the final book of the Bible, and the chapter 6. Reading some verses here in Revelation chapter 6. The Apostle John is the one who is the penman. And in Revelation 6 verse 1 he wrote, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.' And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain, for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, 'How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?' And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, 'Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?'" Amen. And again, we know God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. We will seek the Lord in prayer, and ask the Lord to again minister to your hearts through his word today. Heavenly Father, we come before thee today in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank thee we can ask for that fresh cleansing from sin, and that infilling again of the power of thy Holy Spirit. We thank thee today for thy word. We thank thee for the gospel. We thank thee for salvation. We thank thee that all we need to know about thyself and ourselves and eternity and our need of salvation and the way of salvation, we thank thee it's all found in the written word of God. We thank thee that even in these days when as yet we're not able to meet together in the house of God, we thank thee that by this means we can still worship thee even in our own homes. We can hear the word of God. So we pray that thou wilt meet with us, that thou wilt come, and to every individual who will even watch and hear your word by this means, that thou wilt speak as thou dost see the need. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This final book of the Word of God is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And therefore this book has the same purpose as every other book that makes up the Word of God: to reveal Jesus Christ to us as the only Saviour of sinners, to reveal to us His person and His work. Here in Revelation chapter 6, in the very opening verse, we read John writing, "And I saw when the Lamb." And of course, throughout this book of the revelation of Jesus Christ, we read of the Lord Jesus as the Lamb, the one who came as the great sacrifice for sin. And just as all the little lambs that were offered in the Old Testament times pointed forward to Him, so He came as the great sacrifice for sin. And thus, as you read through this book of the revelation of Jesus Christ, you will read of Him as the Lamb who is worthy of worship, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth, the Lamb who has wrath against sin, the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne, the Lamb who shed His blood, the Lamb who is fallen, the Lamb who overcomes, the Lamb who is the light of heaven. He, of course, is the one of whom John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Now in Revelation chapter 5, the Lamb, the Lord Jesus, is also the Lion, who is worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof to reveal and fulfill God's great plan of redemption. This book that is mentioned in chapter 5 and 6 has seven seals. And in this chapter 6 of Revelation, six of the seven seals are opened. And there is an overview of certain events leading up to the great day of the wrath of the Lamb that is mentioned at the end of the chapter, the day of Christ's coming, a fearful day for those who are unseen. Now there are four horsemen set before us in the opening of the first four seals, which I want to draw your attention to today. We must keep in mind that much of the language of the book of the Revelation is symbolic. Now, in the days when the word of God was penned, the horses and chariots and riders were a very important part of the army in any battle. And thus the psalmist in Psalm 20 and 7 said, "Some trust in chariots and some on horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." And therefore, we're reading about four horses here in Revelation 6 and four horsemen. And I want us first of all to consider the white horse and its rider. Because in the opening two verses of Revelation 6, John saw the Lamb opening one of the seals. He heard the voice saying, "Come and see." And he saw in verse 2, "And behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." And we do well to ask the question, who is this individual upon the white horse with the crown, with the bow, going forth conquering and to conquer? Well, later on in this same book of the revelation of Jesus Christ, and the chapter 19 and the verse 11, John saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. We read of the eyes of this individual as a flame of fire. We read on his head were many crowns. We read of him being clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. And we read indeed in verse 16 that on his vesture, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Lord Jesus Christ is the rider upon the white horse. And thus, as we read of him here in Revelation chapter 6 in these opening verses, going forth, conquering and to conquer, we're reminded that Jesus Christ is the King. He is the one who is sovereign over all. He is the Word of God. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the one who is faithful. He is the one who is true. When we go right back to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve had sinned, and of course we've all been born as sinners since, when they had disobeyed God as the Lord spoke to them, and then as he spoke to the serpent, to Satan, he said this, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his head." And there the Lord Jesus was presented as the one who would bruise the head of Satan, the one who would conquer Satan. When we think of the white horse, we're reminded of the purity of the one who is pictured as riding upon. The sinless one. The one who came into this world and by his sinless life as the God-man, the perfect man, he provided a perfect righteousness for those who trust in him for salvation, those who turn away from sin. Here in Revelation 6 and verse 11, we read of the souls of those who were slain for the word of God and their testimony, and they were given white robes. In Revelation 6. And the verse 11. And over in Revelation 19, and the verse 8, we read, "To her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." You know, the Lord Jesus, as a great conqueror, was able to say in John 14 and 30 concerning the devil, that the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. In other words, there was no sin in Christ. When the devil tempted him for 40 days and nights at the beginning of his public ministry, the Lord Jesus could not yield to those temptations. He was sinless. Right through his ministry, despite all the accusations laid against him, he was sinless. And even when he was being tried before Pilate had to say, "I find no fault in him." On the cross, he spoiled principalities and powers, triumphing over them. This is the one going forth, conquering and to conquer. Through the preaching of the gospel, Christ conquers all who are brought to turn from sin and trust him for salvation as he builds his church with that promise that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When he returns, every knee shall bow to him. Every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, even those who have rejected him and are out of Christ. I wonder then, the day you saved by his grace, have you bowed the knee to him as it were in time? Trusted him? Submitted to him? Are you a conqueror through him? Or are you still resisting and rebelling? You know, the end of Revelation chapter 6 sets before us the solemn day of the wrath of the Lamb, to warn you now to flee from the wrath to come, because on that day those who have rejected Christ will hide themselves. They will say to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." Oh, the white horse and its rider points us to Christ, the great conqueror, the only saviour of sinners, the one you need to trust in for the salvation of your soul. But then I want you to see, secondly, there is the red horse and its rider. Because in Revelation 6, and the verses 3 and 4, when the second seal was opened, and again John heard the voice, "Come and see," there went out another horse that was red. Power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. You know, we go way back to the book of Genesis again. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They fell into sin. And that was a downward pathway. They had two sons born to them, Cain and Abel. And of course we read of Cain, he killed Abel. He murdered Abel. Move forward to the days of Noah. The earth was filled with violence. And right through the history of the Word of God, indeed history since, there were those guilty of murder. Those guilty of killing. Down the years of time since, whether it be with the sword or with the gun, or the means even of abortion, one human kills another. In Matthew 24, verse 6, the Lord Jesus said, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nations shall rise against nation. There will be no lasting peace till Christ returns." But thank God we can be at peace with Him. At peace with God and life through Christ by turning from sin and trusting Christ for salvation. He is the Prince of Peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said on one occasion during his public ministry, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Oh, there is a message through the red horse and its rider. So we think of how life can be taken, life which is valuable. Yet it is eternal life we need to have in our souls, spiritual life, by trusting Christ. And then in the third place here in Revelation 6, there is the black horse and its rider. Because when you get to the verses 5 and 6 of Revelation 6, again, the third seal was opened. And John heard the voice, "Come and see." He beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And John heard the voice saying, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." I want to read of a measure of wheat being sold for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. That, in the context of the day in which it was written, was a very expensive price for the food. And it's symbolic of a time when there's famine, there's a scarcity of food, and the food is therefore overpriced. The Lord Jesus in Matthew 24 and 7 said, "There shall be famines." How many times of famine we read of in the history of the Word of God, and since down the years until the present day, in some part of the world, there's famine, there's a lack of food. We thank God today that Christ revealed himself as the bread of life for the soul when he performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000 in John 6, because he alone can meet and satisfy the hunger of the soul. And praise God when we know him as Savior, when we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. He has promised all these other things, such as food for the body, will be added unto us. As God provided for Elijah in his day, even that food he needed for the body, so he provides for his people. We can pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." The Lord provides the means to obtain it. You know, David said in Psalm 37 and 25, "I have been young and I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread." There's then the fourth horse, the fourth seed being opened. The pale horse and its rider. Because in Revelation 6 and the verses 7 and 8, as the fourth seal is open, as again John heard the voice, "Come and see," he looks, and this time it's a pale horse. His name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with it. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. Death can come in so many different ways. Wide-scale deaths come by so many varied means, even at this time throughout the world. Therefore, how important it is to have turned from sin personally, to have trusted Christ for salvation, lest you die in your sin and end up in hell. in this heaven. Christ is coming back again. And although we know not the day or the hour, each day brings us one day nearer. Death may take you into eternity before Christ returns. Are you prepared? Are you ready? The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Here we have these four saints. Being open. These four horsemen. And they speak to us. But above all, it is Christ. The one on the white horse. Going forth conquering to conquer. That you need to think upon today. If you know him as your Savior, rejoice. Live for him. Serve him. Rejoice that he is the one who is over all, despite all that is happening in our world and in our lives. And if you're not saved, come even today. Put your trust in him for salvation. Turn from your sin. And then you will not have to fear that day. The day of his wrath. The day of the wrath of the Lamb. Because he took the wrath of God for the sins of all who will trust him. There on the cross at Calvary. May God bless his word again to our hearts today.